One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Uganda, Christ Embassy Main Church behind Metroplex Shopping Mall, Nalia, and Christ Embassy Satellite Churches, Uganda. You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-77-002372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@love0360.com.
This message is titled Maintaining a Perfect Heart.
Hallelujah. In the house of God, every individual has to define why he is there and what his role is. Many people, in fact, everybody who comes into the house of God in the beginning of it, at the beginning of your coming, generally, really, you are in search of something, of fulfillment, in search of the truth, God's word. You want to learn, you want to know Him, you want to serve God with your life. But in the process of time, not everybody keeps that focus. Some change the focus as they get along. They become too used to the house of God. It becomes too common to them. They lose so much without realizing it. I tell people, if you come here to seek God, you'll find Him. If you come to hear His word, you'll get it. If you come because you want to know Him, you'll know Him. If you come for the right reason, you get it. If you remain for the right reason, you get it. But sometimes there are people who become what you call diseased branches. You know, Jesus said, I am the vine. Ye are the branches. Sometimes people become diseased branches. And there's only one good thing to be done to diseased branches. Cut them off. Because they will spread the disease to other branches. A brother or sister who does not walk in love is a diseased branch. A brother or sister who walks in bitterness is a diseased branch. A brother or sister who is not participating or growing along with the body is a diseased branch. And since there are two types of diseases, two major types I mean, one that injures and one that retards. Now, oh boy, what I just said, it's no use writing it down, because if you ask any doctor, he'll be surprised that anybody said that. Hallelujah. But if you listen carefully, you get the idea. I said one that injures and one that retards. The one that retards, you have some options, among which is to check. Maybe there is malnourishment, so you decide to help it a little more, provide some more, nourish it some more, and see. The one that injures doesn't have a problem with malnourishment or nourishment. It's just a terrible case. That one that injures must be cut off. The one whose growth has been retarded can be checked until it becomes evident that the reason is something that one cannot help but cut it out. I said all that for a reason. In the house of God, you must be definite about your reason for being. You must be definite about your reason for being. Remember, it is Jesus Christ who saved you, not anybody else. It's Jesus who saved you. You must be definite. Sometimes people get involved in things that they shouldn't actually get involved with. Sometimes people are involved with stories that they should not be involved with. Sometimes people interfere with things that they shouldn't interfere with. People ask questions that they shouldn't ask. There are questions that one should be afraid of asking. That's the truth. The Church of Jesus Christ does not operate a democracy. It is not a democracy. It is not the government of the people, for the people, by the people. No, it is not a democracy. It is not. It was never intended to be, and it will never be. But sometimes some people want to turn it into a democracy, and they get offended when it doesn't seem to resemble one. God's ways are not like the world's ways. Neither do we work in the house of God with human comparison or earthly consideration. I'll give you an example. If I gave an instruction now and I said, nobody must get up, if you do, that would be a risk of a stern penalty. Then Brother X over there, a few minutes later, gets up and walks out. And I don't say anything, but many notice that I did notice that he got up against the instruction. Then Brother Y gets up and does exactly the same thing. And then I hit him on the spot. And then he said, well, X did it. Nothing was done. How come Y did it and he's being punished? That would be the wrong question depending on the attitude with which the question is asked. If you ask it because you want to learn something, you may actually deserve an answer. But if you ask it because you see no reason why it should be, you do not deserve an answer. The house of God and the world are not the same. Why was X let alone and Y punished? They did the same thing. The question is too high. When somebody is asking that kind of question, you know how to answer that? You say, that question is too high for you, brother. Leave it alone. Did you hear what I said? Because the Church of Jesus Christ is not under a human being. The Holy Spirit of God runs the church. The Holy Spirit runs the church. Which means there's one who's really boss, and that's the Holy Ghost. And a lot of times, he doesn't owe us an explanation. And how do you know that it was not based on the guidance of the Spirit that such an action was taken? For that reason, if you do not know, you say, brother, that question is too high for you. Leave it alone. When you act like that, when you have that kind of attitude, your spiritual life would grow very quickly. You know why? The Bible says, the things which are revealed belong to us and to our children. The ones that are not revealed belong to God. That's what the Bible says. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This message is titled, Maintaining a Perfect Heart.
To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS. Or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@love0360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Judy from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
Do you want your music to go viral? Are you looking at promoting your business and don't know how? Or are you just looking for a way to be heard in the media space? Then look no further. We at Love Old Radio guarantee you the right exposure you need. From music to business promotions, jingle productions to event coverage, all you need to do is name it and we got it. Because no one does it better like we do. Because when we do, we bring our A game at pocket-friendly rates. Absolutely amazing. For more details, please contact +234-812-344-5783 or send an email to loveoldradio123@gmail.com. You could also reach us on social media, Instagram, loveoldradio_radio, Facebook at loveoldradio, Twitter at loveoldradio. Hurry now! The Love Old Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
As the trumpet sound, the dead in Christ will rise.
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close. The Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult. And they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, Lord, I want to live for you. Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus, the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Uganda, Christ Embassy Main Church behind Metroplex Shopping Mall, Nalia, and Christ Embassy Satellite Churches, Uganda. You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-77002372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com.
This is the continuation of the message, Maintaining a Perfect Heart.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, the things which are revealed belong to us and to our children. The ones that are not revealed belong to God. That's what the Bible says. And I found out that many people spend their whole lifetime searching for the ones that are not revealed. Hallelujah. And the ones that are revealed, they do not know. They go after the one that is not revealed. Spend their whole life searching it, looking for it, and you'll never get it. The disciples came to the master and said, Master, tell us, when are you coming back? You know what he said? He said, leave that matter alone. It is too high for you. That's what he said. He said, it is not for you to know the things that the Father has kept in his own mind. That's another way of saying, shut your trap. Don't talk about it. There's the one that's revealed, the Word of God. Face it. Study it. Know it. Learn it. The people ask a lot of questions, many, many questions. Why did such and such a thing happen to so and so? There are many, many happenings here. You have not asked these questions. Leave that one alone. Because you are pursuing the wrong thing. See, I'm letting you know this because sometimes some people do not know the things that hinder them. Things that hinder them spiritually. Praise God. I said, the reason why so many things happen to people, stopping them from growing spiritually, which I would say one of the reasons, is their attitude. The attitude to the things of God. You may appear and talk like you're growing spiritually and learn the language of the growing ones. But if your growth is stunted, God knows. I like to know that I am making spiritual advancements. I like to know that I am. I do not like to assume that I am. Neither do I like to discover that I'm not. I would rather like to know if I am. In other words, I do not like to discover that I'm not. In other words, I will not be happy to discover that I have not been growing. But I like to know that I am. So I like to see my progress. I like to see that I am thinking better. I am learning more. My perception of spiritual things is better. My understanding is deepening. And my results are increasing. And my status, therefore, is increasing. Changing for better. I like to know. Because the Bible says that thy profiting may appear to all. If it doesn't appear to you, it cannot appear to all others. You have to know your goal. You have to know. Have you learned more from the Word of God that's applicable in your life? Can you see that you're talking better than you used to? 6 months ago, a year ago? Can you check your language and really discover? I've discovered many things about myself through the years. So I can tell that I made changes. I can even look within a few weeks and observe that I've made changes. It's important to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. In the 25th chapter of the book of 2 Chronicles, the Bible talks of a king. I've learned so many things from that great king. Would you turn in there? 2 Chronicles 25th chapter. Have you found it? 2 Chronicles chapter number 25. It's important that you turn into it and look into it. There are people who have been in the ministry 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, some 60 years, some even 70 years. People who have been in the ministry that long. I haven't been in the ministry for so long, but I've been there. I've been born again for over 20 years. And I'm approaching 20 years in the ministry. That may not be long, but in 20 years, if you have been exposed to the right things, you definitely learn some things along the path. You will discover some things along the path. So, even though we may not look old and rugged, we didn't start yesterday. We probably have seen some things and understood some things. And you know, God doesn't lay hands on a novice because he told us not to do it. So he wouldn't do it either. There is some seasoning that we have received. In other words, I think that I'm qualified to do what I'm doing. And I'm serious when I say that. It is not just a gift working. It is a gift, but the right training by God's Spirit with time. Spirit of God doesn't train you in a dream. Okay? He trains you in reality through life and His Word and teaches you. Okay? Now that's important. There are reasons why we do some things today. Sometimes people wonder why do we act that way? We have made a lot of observation. Praise the Lord. This ministry is growing. I mean, it's growing. It's growing very fast and very well too. That we are only in what you call the beginning stages, as a matter of fact. Yes, we're just in the beginning stages. Because we've been there a long time. But folks didn't take notice of us. They didn't know we were there. We've been there a long time. Hallelujah. Honestly. And the basics or fundamental truths that we preach today are not new discoveries. They're not new discoveries to us. They've been there a long time. But they are the things that have worked to this point. Because they've been working. And people didn't see them. But they were working, but we did see them. We knew they were working all the time, so we stuck to them. Hallelujah. But I found out that one important thing for a Christian is his heart. You. Who are you? What kind of a person are you? I'm not just talking about the facts of redemption. I'm talking about your attitude to life. What have you made of the revelation? What have you made of the Word of God?
Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again,
and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled, Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-77-00-2372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Uganda, Christ Embassy Main Church behind Metroplex Shopping Mall, Nalia, and Christ Embassy Satellite Churches, Uganda. You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-77-00-2372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com.
This message is titled, Maintaining a Perfect Heart.
For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveoldradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.